Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to Trevor Long from EFTM for Tech Talk this morning. Good morning, Trevor.
Good morning.
Beautiful day for it. Beautiful day for a watch, too. The watch that looks classic, but somehow it's super smart. What the heck are you talking about here?
I'm such a fan of this. I love watches. I always have, because as a boring human, especially being a male, fashion isn't my thing. And the only time I've ever had people say, oh, what's that, is when I'm wearing a nice watch. But that doesn't happen with a smartwatch. Smartwatches are, frankly, not very attractive. They're not very classic. They're not very, you know, fashion sensitive. So I don't really enjoy wearing an Apple Watch or any of those kind of things. But this new one I've been trying is called the Withings ScanWatch Horizon. Now, Withings make kind of fitness products, scales, temperature, blood pressure monitoring, things like that.
Oh, yeah.
And this watch is an analog watch, so it has a minutes and hour hand.
Good.
Legitimate hand. It looks like a Rolex. Like, if you didn't know your watches, you could mistake it for a very expensive
okay.
watch. Beautiful big aluminium metal steel case and band. But in it are a bunch of sensors and a little tiny screen. That little tiny screen shows you how many steps you've done that day, what your heart rate is. You can do an ECG on it. You can perform a blood oxygen level test. It does all the things that any other smartwatch does. It tells me who's calling, who sent me a message. But it's a classic analog watch with just a little tiny screen, and I love it for that at just $700.
At $700, I was going to ask you the recommended retail price, and you were actually wrong about people commenting about the usual smartwatch, because I've got a band that people comment about all the time.
That's a good point. If you're smart enough, frankly, to do more with your Apple Watch, I mean, you can buy so many different bands. You can really jazz it up. So, yeah, you can get comments. But as a watchman, I'm a fan of the classic look, and I prefer a round bezel. And, frankly, I prefer, you know, a long battery life. This thing's got a 2.5-3 week battery life.
Oh, lovely.
You're getting that on your Apple Watch.
That's lovely. And I just like the idea of hands, to be honest.
Yeah. It's a simple thing, isn't it?
It is. Hey, look, Optus, we were talking about them last week. Anyway, they've followed Telstra's lead, put the prices up.
Well, no, I feel like it was only maybe 3 or 4 weeks ago we mentioned Telstra putting prices up. We also mentioned Optus a few weeks ago putting the price up of Optus Sport.
Yeah,
now Optus mobile plans are going up, $4 a month. Now, they're giving you more. They're giving you more data with those plans, which, you know, is commendable. But if you're on it and you don't need more data, you're simply getting charged more. And it's just another reminder for me to say to people, look, you can get a better deal. Find out what your monthly usage is on your data for the last 3 months and find a data plan to suit. I'm confident you can save more money. There's better deals out there. There always is.
Yeah, true. I can understand that. Look, speaking of saving money, Amazon Prime Day. Explain it to me.
Amazon Prime is their subscription service, gives you the video service, but also gives you access to faster and free shipping on their shopping website. And every year they have a kind of members special. So on their website, you can go on and you can buy great things at great prices. But the good news is, it's not just Amazon. Because Amazon's having a sale, everyone else has to have a sale. So Kogan's got a sale, Catch has got a sale, even Big W's got a sale. So not a bad week to be shopping online, I would say to you.
So when is it on?
It's on now. So literally right now, Amazon Prime Day's on, and all the others will join in across the week. So have a look around this week for all the greatest deals.
I'm going to go and search for smartwatches, Trevor.
You might not get a deal on the Withings Horizon because it's just brand new, but still worth a buy.
Trevor, great to talk to you. We'll do it again next week.
Cheers, mate.